With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz says President Trump's plan is the best chance for ending the war between Israel and Hamas.
The German leader tells journalists in Berlin, the fact that Israel supports this plan is a significant step forward. Now Hamas must agree and pave the way for peace. Merz describes it as the best chance to end the war between Israel and Hamas. The proposal demands that Hamas effectively surrender and disarm in return for an end to fighting, humanitarian aid for Palestinians, and the promise of reconstruction in Gaza, all desperately hoped for by the population in the devastated territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At a meeting of all major military officers at Marine Corps Base Quantico today, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth says this is a new era for America's military.
The era of politically correct, overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings leadership ends right now. At every level, either you can meet the standard, either you can do the job, either you are disciplined, fit, and trained, or you are out.
Hegseth told the gathering that the U.S. military needed to be prepared for war in order to protect peace. He also announced new directives for troops that include gender-neutral or male-level standards for physical fitness. Drug maker Pfizer has agreed to lower drug costs under a deal struck with the Trump administration. Under the agreement, New York-based Pfizer will charge most favored nation pricing to Medicaid and guarantee the same pricing on newly launched drugs. That involves matching the lowest price offered in any other developed nations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 81 points. This is SRN News. A new bill in Congress addresses religious persecution in Nigeria.
The legislation is authored by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. It would require the U.S. to designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern due to significant violations of religious freedom in the country. Baptist Press reports the CPC designation would impose numerous U.S. sanctions. The U.S. State Department had put Nigeria on the list in 2020, but then removed it only 1 year later. A recent report says 30 Christians are killed each day for their faith in Nigeria, the deadliest country worldwide for Christians. George Williams, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling patients for abortions starting this week as it works to find a way to provide the service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Abortion funding across the U.S. has been curtailed due to pro-life advocates. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks coasting to the finish of their latest winning month. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% to close out its fifth straight winning month after setting a record last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. The quiet trading came as a potential shutdown of the U.S. government loomed. Past shutdowns have had limited impact on the economy and stock market, and many investors expect something similar this time around. Treasury yields wavered, but ultimately held relatively steady following mixed reports on the U.S. economy. The Dow was up 81 points to close at 46,397. The NASDAQ gained 68 to 22,660. The S&P 500 adding 27 points today to 6,688. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.